Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Okay, we've got to our second hour, the 8 o'clock hour. This is the hour that I like to say I inherited from Tom Tynan. So, you know, he gifted me with this hour. He's still got a three-hour show from 9 to noon. But he was like, you know, Danny, you're doing a nice job. Here, I'm going to give you this hour. And I was like, dude, Tom, yes. But really, he gets to sleep in. So he's a lucky man. Yeah, I'm a gardener, so I'm up with the chickens, you know, making sure that all my stuff is healthy. I don't have bugs on everything. And we want to help you do the same. We want to help you be the gardener that you want to be, improve your gardening game, your gardening skill. And we do that by giving the information and by answering questions. So we would love to hear your questions. You know, it's a live radio show. So 713-572-4610, calling us with live questions is our favorite way to do it. We just had a lot of fun with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. This hour, we got Peter Nelson coming in for his home show Garden Pros debut. We're super excited about that. Got a lot going on. This show, we really do also focus on soil health because really, healthy plants have healthy roots. Only way to have healthy roots is to have healthy soil. And when it comes down to it, the best way to have healthy soil is to use compost to make sure you've got a lot of living entity in the soil. And the compost that I think is the best in the city, they're definitely doing a great job. Who knows? Maybe the best in the world. I don't know. I haven't tried all the compost, but I have tried Nature's Way Resources because they do such a great job. And they know that soil quality is literally the key to healthy garden, flowers, lawn, healthy plants in general. I love Nature's Way Resources. One big reason is, like a lot of our people that we love on the show, it's the owner of the company really, really cares about the product, has a hand in its development, has a hand in its creation, even now, like after the company's been around for a while, like making sure that it's staying a quality thing. And that's John Ferguson. I've heard him speak, I don't know, like 15, 20 times. And every time I hear him speak, I'm still like, dude, this guy knows so much and has so much to teach. Their website has a blog. One of the things they covered in the blog, they went through the elements on the periodic table and just what it does in the body and what it does in plants and why it's important to not limit the amount of elements, the amount of minerals that are going on your plants to just the NPK and why they matter. And it was just such great information, such great knowledge. And it's just crazy to think of a company applying that knowledge and information to making mulch, you know, to making like something so regular that we need to be using all the time. So their compost, their mulch, really is glorious stuff. Their mulch is incredible for improving tree health. You got a struggling tree and you want to bring it back to life. You want to bring it, give it a boost. You need to keep water on the soil, stop really overwatering. And their mulch is the best at it because it's nutrient rich. It's living. It's basically compost for trees. So really incredible stuff. I know I mentioned how much I love their compost, but it's just so great. It's so great. It's vibrant with life. It has a lot of different food sources, and they use it in a ton of their soil blends. They have a citrus mix. They have a green roof mix. They have a vegetable mix. They got all these different mixes, but they all starts with having just amazing compost. So you can learn a lot about their product at their website, naturesrealresources.com. But, you know, really, like, hard to over-encourage you to consider using it for top dressing and building beds and stuff like that because it works. And it's safe. It's safe. It makes your food and your flowers happier and more healthy. It's just really great stuff. So search naturesway.com and you can see all their different stuff. That's naturesway.resources.com.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
Fall in Houston, when gardens and lawns thrive, if you treat them right. With MicroLife fertilizers, protect your yard. Pick up MicroLife Brown Patch and MicroGrow Granular for fall disease control. Add MicroLife Veggie and Flower to your garden and landscaping beds for the healthiest vegetables and best-looking flowers. MicroLife Granular and Liquid Fertilizers provide plants billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife, making life better. See how? Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic. Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We love answering your questions. 713-572-4610. I'm here for the Home Show Garden Pros debut. That was my mouth. I wasn't actually playing an instrument. I know it sounded just like one. But with Peter Nelson.
Man, what kind of intro was that? That was amazing.
I know. Yes, he liked it. He liked it.
I'm excited. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, do you know Beyonce and Jay-Z were in town?
That's right, tonight, huh? I've been seeing the billboards all over town.
Yeah, at NRG. And, you know, last time I saw you, we went to the Astros game, and, you know, we liked it, so we put a ring on it.
That's right. We put a ring on it.
Yeah, a little Beyonce reference there, another one. So, yeah, call in. We don't have Beyonce tickets, but we do got great gardening knowledge to dish out. Peter, looks like we have some. Our board has blinking lights.
Blinking lights. That's
you
want to
try.
Right?
You want to try one out. You want
to. I'd like to get my feet wet on this one.
Well, this show, you know, we like answering gardening questions, so we're gonna do it. You
Let's
can
do it.
Get in line 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear your call. Peter, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Good morning. In my backyard, I'm having problems growing grass in a certain area, so it's about a quarter of the backyard. For years, I've had problems, so I've had the tree trimmed so sunlight can come through, and I've actually brought in some topsoil. And so what I did recently, I went to a feed store, got some tall, what is it called, fuse? How do you pronounce that?
What was that again? Say that again.
Grass seed. Well, I had bought some grass seed from a feed store.
Okay.
And I put it back there, and it started growing really nice.
Fescue?
And all of a sudden, fescue, yeah. So it started growing real nice, right to the point I was able to cut it, and all of a sudden all this rain, you know, we started receiving this rain, and it died out. So my question is that just because of the rain, or, and also, should I try it again? I don't want to go through the same process and for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. The other grass in the yard, what type of grass is the other grass you have?
St. Augustine. Yes, sir. Hopefully, it'll creep over there and eventually be all St. Augustine. But for now, I just got tired of looking at that bald spot for a year.
That brown spot. And I correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, but a lot of the fescues do like the cooler weather.
Yeah, yeah. Peter, what part of town are you in?
Northwest. Copperfield.
Okay, I was hoping you were going to say Cleveland, like near Cleveland, because then I could make like, oh, fescue's great for Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. You know, so really it's a cool climate grass, fescue is. So it's also a livestock feed, I think. Yep. So seeding it as a lawn grass may not be ideal.
Yeah, I think you probably got that surge of growth just because a seed wants to germinate and wants to live. But as that heat set in, Peter, I think you had some trouble with that and probably had the die off. And then it's been so wet. You did everything right on your prep work. You know, you got more light in there. You know, grass, even St. Augustine needs the light. You know, you got some topsoil in there. I'm sure some of that topsoil had some compost in there, which is very important. You know, we're getting to that time of year where you can start to find, you know, pallets of sod. You know, you can get squares of sod, you know, really well priced from a lot of places. With the moisture we're getting, with the shorter days, cooler weather coming, you probably would have pretty good luck, you know, throwing a few squares of sod down in St. Augustine, and they should merge together pretty quickly. Oh. Within like a month, you probably have that bare spot taken care of.
Okay, I figured now wouldn't be a good time because things will start getting dormant. Maybe I was wrong. So
you have enough time. Like I said, if we were in the end of October, I'd be a little hesitant maybe to throw the sod. But we have enough time now, being in mid September. That grass is going to be fully rooted out in probably 6 weeks, and then it should be able to handle even some cold snaps.
Hey, Peter, thanks so much for the call. We're going to kind of keep talking about your issue a little
bit.
But yeah, have a good one, bud.
Thank you.
You, too, can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. So, you know, Peter.
Yes.
Peter had a... Peter. Peter had a not uncommon problem.
Not
fairly common problem. I'm glad you mentioned compost, because St. Augustine can be very assertive.
Very assertive. Yeah, if you... like you. Basically, if you can't grow St. Augustine, something is seriously wrong. You need to reevaluate what's going on.
Well, and then a lot of times addressing soil health. So bringing in
100%.
And, you know, topsoil, there's topsoil and there's topsoil.
Yep.
And then there's also, you know, topsoil.
Yep.
There's, you know, that's at least three things that are by the same name, and they're not all good enough to grow plants in.
Correct. You have to have other stuff. You got to have, you know, some compost or something. We're actually spending a lot of time in these neighborhoods that flooded.
Right.
And we're having to come in and strip all that sod that's damaged.
Right.
We'll come in with like a bank sand to regrade, and then we get the compost, you know, layered on top of that before we put the sod on. And we're having great success with that. I mean, the grass is almost immediately taking and thriving.
Right. I mean, that's, to me, that's a big, like all these new developments, post-Harvey compaction, there's not the soil life. The organic mass in the soil isn't there. So top dressing with compost, even like using it as a leveling layer. Some people do that. It doesn't level as beautifully as sand does, but top dressing with it. And so, you know, the Peter that just called in, that's what I, and you know, and the Peter that's sitting here would agree.
Yeah.
We agree with this, is that really try doing a layer of compost around that tree and on the edge of your lawn. So not only will it help your tree be a lot healthier, but I think you'll see a burst of growth. So, I mean, St. Augustine can handle some shade, right?
Yeah, it can. I mean, I've 3/4 of a day, if there's enough ambient light, you kind of sit in shade. You know, one thing that we learned is, you know, let's layer this whole yard in compost. Oh, do we till it in? Well, there's so many mature trees. I've not been tilling it in. You know, I'm getting it leveled out. I'm getting that layer of compost. I don't want to damage all the tree roots, especially on these trees that just went through the disaster that was Harvey.
Right, right.
I don't want to damage the roots anymore. So we're just layering it on there. We're not like tilling it in.
Well, that's a great thought. So we're going to take a break. But Peter's got a lot of other great thoughts. So he's sitting here with Peter Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens on his debut Home Show Garden Pros. And give us a call, 713-572-4610. We'd love to answer your question. And we will be right back.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros. This is Danny Milliken with Peter Nelson.
I'm here. I'm excited.
Peter making his Home Show Garden Pros debut. What's it feel like to be here on Sports Radio 610 being a garden pro?
You know, feel in the room, the energy is amazing. Sitting next to you, it's just back and forth. It's popping the air. It's got static in it.
Do we have static? Patrick, we need to get on that real quick. So. Yeah. That Papa, I think somebody opened a cola in the next room.
That's what that explains that.
Yeah. Well, we are here in the same room. We have matching microphone arms.
And beards.
And we do have beards. Yours is really red.
Yes, and especially in the summertime, it really comes out.
Kind of lightens out.
Yeah, I was a redhead as a child, and I just had a redheaded son. And he's a handful. He's got the red gene, for sure.
Nothing wrong with that. I got two redheaded daughters, and they're
you know what's going on.
No, they're wonderful. They're perfectly great. You guys listening?
We love you so much.
Yeah, no, we do love them so much. It's great. It's great. Kids, you know, what can you do?
That's right. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome. Okay, so It's a parenting show.
Yes.
Although that's not a bad idea. I'm sure you do a great job.
We're parent our plants, too.
That's right. We are about caretaking, about caretaking garden plants. So you can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. So Peter, you know, is a Nelson, you know, of the iconic Nelson Water Gardens family. But you do the landscaping portion. You, like, do installs.
Yeah. I've got one of those crazy jobs where I'm in different places at all the time. You know, I'm heavily involved at the store, but I spend a lot of time with what we call our design build team.
Right.
So I go out and meet with people. They want to do landscaping. They want to do a pond. They want to do a fountain. They want to do an arbor. You know, I meet with them. We generate designs. We generate, you know, an estimate. And if they like everything, we get busy.
Right.
But when you do work for people, you have to make sure that you do it right and you do it long term. You don't want to put something in and then there's constantly things going wrong. So we've learned a lot on the landscaping end in the last few years. Really spend our time and our money in prepping the beds.
Right. Well, anything that you're putting in, you got to prep.
That's right.
I mean, it's, you know, easy to imagine that with a house.
Yep.
But when it comes down to doing it with even like a walkway,
yep,
you know, hardscape, but especially beds, like, yep, growing medium.
Yeah,
has to be
so
done
we
well.
You know, we get the grass out, and then we start bringing the good stuff in to do a bed.
Yeah,
all the stuff you talk about, the compost, the shales, the fertilizers, you know, all the good stuff. You got to do that if you want to have that long term success, and it's worth the money.
So you're finding that if you really invest in that upfront, do it right at the beginning, you don't have as many problems with your clients' beds.
I don't have the pest problems. I don't have the disease problems. I don't have the issues with plants drying out every afternoon.
Right.
You know, obviously, we're doing irrigation too, and that's a whole other discussion in terms of timing and watering lengths and adjusting seasonally, and, you know, adjusting for, you know, 2 weeks of cloudy, rainy weather.
Right.
But, you know, you put that time and money in at the front, it makes all the difference.
No, it's so true. It's so true. You don't have to do a lot of the painful follow-up. So this is the garden pro that we're talking to right now, Peter Nelson, super knowledgeable. He's going to be able to answer kind of really a lot of the hands-on garden questions you've got, 713-572-4610. Just like the radio station, 610. 713-572-4610. And Charlie, we'd love to hear your question. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, Danny, thanks a lot. And Mr. Nelson,
a lot of great
advice. I'm a rookie gardener. I was forced into early retirement due to a medical condition. Mm. And so now I'm taking up gardening as a way of therapy and
great idea,
great way to pass the time, really. Yeah. So I have a couple questions, really. I have a 6x6 raised bed in the backyard where I had tomatoes.
Okay. That,
you know, they ran their course, and I pulled those up in August.
Perfect.
I also have some super chilies growing in there, about three of those, and those are still there and doing, you know, pretty good because they're running the end of their time. But last August, when it got real dry, I noticed that soil was getting real, you know, dry and parched in there. So what I did was, and I'm asking to see if I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I pulled the compost out of my compost bin, and I have two compost bins. One is purely kitchen scraps. The other is yard waste. And I pulled compost out of the yard waste bin to get some of that fresh compost,
yes, sir,
you know, matter into that soil, mix it in, and then I put a layer of leaves on top of that to kind of act as a blanket. And I'm thinking that that would help kind of retain moisture in that soil during those dry periods. Is that a proper way to handle that temporarily until I'm ready to plant again?
Yeah, it's a perfect way to handle it. And number one, you don't sound like a rookie at all. You sound like you already have a lot of really good ideas and thoughts. What you can do, though, is, you know, leave the leaves on there, but when it comes time to plant, kind of with a little, almost like hand trowel, kind of chop them up and mix them in that top layer. Because as they break down, they're going to be releasing all that good organic, and they've got, you know, all the good micro life type stuff in them.
Especially as it cools off.
Absolutely.
You don't need the protection quite as much.
Yep. So, yeah, I think he's doing a perfect job.
Yeah, me too. Hey, good job, Charlie.
Okay, great. Second question is, in the spring, and I've kind of planted it late, I planted some arugula. And it did really well. And then I knew that when it was at the end of its time, it started sprouting that bloom, that white flower on there, which I discovered was an edible flower. And
delicious.
It's so nice for salad garnishes and things like that. But I've never done a fall garden, and I'm anxious to do one now. And can y'all recommend to me? I heard the caller earlier said he was growing some broccoli and cabbage. What are some good veggies to grow, in particular greens or salad veggies?
I mean, obviously, the cabbage is huge all through the winter. I mean, they can take the cool weather.
Yeah, I mean, head cabbages can be kind of tough. But, man, the collards, kale, you know, all that edible stuff, even mustard greens. Lettuce, man, starting lettuce from seed is extremely rewarding. They really come up pretty quick, pretty true. You know, we're up against a break, Charlie, so we're actually going to let you go, but we're going to talk a lot of gardening after the break. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much for your input. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll get into what to plant now in a veggie garden just right after this break. So, man, that was, hey, I'm new, but I'm really, really good at this.
Yeah, he's great at this.
That was awesome. I love that. It's so encouraging that someone, like, they're letting their intuition, they're looking online probably, they're learning good stuff, still feels like they can call us to talk to some pros. I love that.
That's awesome.
Another pro, a real pro when it comes to your lawn, and really, I was thinking about this company, Year Round Organic Lawn Solutions, while Peter was talking about bed prep, because, you know, a lot of people didn't do that great bed prep, didn't do that great lawn prep before when the lawn was planted, when the beds were planted, and so now they're dealing with issues. Well, it's not too late to do the right thing being core aeration, good fertilizer, good healthy fertilizer, good for the soil, and a compost top dressing. Now, you know, not all fertilizer is the same. Not all compost is the same. And Year-Round Organic Lawn Solutions not only provides the service of doing that labor-intensive activity, but they're using the best products. They're using really good products. So, you know, they use MicroLife. They use Nature's Way. They really, like, are problem solvers, too. Cliff, the owner, in addition to be a super nice guy and really wants to kind of please clients, he knows so much about lawn sicknesses and how to recover from them. They don't just kind of set you up and then leave you alone. They do kind of recurring services. They're going to be there with eyes on your space, knowing that it's taking, that it's, you know, taken care of. So they can handle pretty much anything that Houston throws at the lawn. And man, Houston throws a lot at the lawn, and they don't just, it doesn't just throw it at it in summer, right? The name of the company is Year Round because Houston's always throwing something at the lawn year round. So, feed your lawn, like take care of your lawn. You want really good soil to have really good grass. You'll save money on water. Your space will be healthy and thriving, and it'll be safe for your kids and your pets and your dogs and stuff. Cliff was telling me about how he had a client that had show dogs. They were some huge breed, and I was like, whoa, are your staff scared of them? No, they're great. But, you know, this person had invested a ton of money in their pets, and like their pet, they're not only pets, but also like their job. And so having an unsafe lawn, just not an option. And, you know, I love my dogs, so it's also not an option for me. Anyway, Year-Round Organic Lawn Solutions, they do incredible work, really knowledgeable people, and it's the best way to get a really beautiful space if you kind of didn't get everything installed the right way at the get-go. So locally owned and operated. You can give them a call, 713-775-7224, or check them out on their website, yearroundhouston.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. You heard from the Queen Gardener, Beyonce, here on Home Show Garden Pros. That's her. I'm sure she gardens.
Oh, has to.
She's from Houston. I don't know. You know, if that's news you didn't have, you know.
You got it now.
You're welcome. So, Home Show Garden Pros here with Peter Nelson, the knowledgeable, wonderful Peter Nelson. Sorry, had a little phlegm there.
Yeah, allergies.
I guess, yeah. I also was sorting some seeds of wildflowers, and it was a little dusty.
Yeah,
that was yesterday. I was like, I probably shouldn't do this, but it needed to be done. You know, sometimes you got to take care of your stuff, just like we're taking care of you.
That's right.
Here gardening. helping you with gardening information. 713-572-4610. So Peter is a professional installer and kind of has this, you know, so it gives him this broad knowledge of plants and getting it done. We do want to spend some time talking about fall vegetables.
Yes.
Kind of really make sure we address Charlie's question. So it's, I love the winter garden.
Yeah.
I love the winter and the fall garden because there's just so many options.
It is, and it's easier. You don't have to worry about watering every day.
It's not as hot.
It's not as hot.
Stuff grows pretty fast, some stuff. So I think must-haves for me are collards, kales, carrots.
Carrots.
Lettuce. And then everything else is kind of a bonus. So those four, like, lock it down.
Yeah.
So I may try some cabbages, you know, kind of head cabbages. I'll do a few turnips because they're so easy. They're so, they always do, always make it. But, you know, most people in my family don't eat turnips, so I end up pickling them. Beets are easy.
Yeah.
So then you got, there's a ton of other greens, tatsoi, things like that, Japanese vegetables that are really wonderful. There's peas, summer peas.
They'll do
well. I mean, winter peas, sorry, like snap peas, sugar peas. Some of those may want to start in a little bit. But just, you know, you can make up a lot of space with, like that 6x6 bed he has. If you did a 6x2 lettuce patch, you would have salad all winter.
Yeah, you'd be set.
And it comes up pretty quick, and you can start eating it right away. So radishes are super fast. If you like radishes on your on your salad. And then, hey, you know, Charlie, go back to the arugula. Always be seeding arugula. One of the rules of gardening in Houston. Even if it bolts right away, but sometimes it won't, even in the summer. So, okay. Well, I feel like, you know, that was some good information. We, you know, we kind of got it in there. Did a good job. Anytime you're vegetable gardening, you want to make sure that you're kind of getting good stuff back in the soil, returning the soil, building up soil life. Vegetables are notoriously extractive. They take a lot of information. Peter and I were just talking about tomatoes, and they're like the worst at it. They pull a lot up out of the soil to make a big plant. They make a lot of tomatoes, and everything that's in the tomato, except for the carbon, is coming from the soil. So you want to build the soil back up. Sorry, everybody. I'll be fine. So to be able to like bring that soil back up to health, you need an excellent fertilizer and really look no further than MicroLife. When you're dealing with vegetables, they have this stuff called the Ultimate 846, and it's really incredible stuff for building back up soil beds. And now is a great time to do it. After the summer, the big plants, the peppers, the okra, the eggplants all took a ton out. Add up a bit more. Sherry, last you know hour, did mention the MicroLife Brown Patch, and it's a really great way to not only boost your lawn's health, but also fight brown patch. And really, lawn health is how you fight brown patch. Putting down something that's going to kill is not going to help it, but building up that soil will help it. So all of the challenges that fall brings, there are opportunities there to improve your soil, to push it through, to push it back, fungal infestations, to really get those seeds started the best. When I put down seeds, sow seeds, I always top off with MicroLife, and then I do what Charlie mentioned, and I mulch it with leaves just to make sure I'm not getting sun blasting my seeds and to keep moisture there longer. So MicroLife does really help to grow the tastiest, healthiest vegetables that really you can imagine. So won't burn your plants because it's not able to. It will feed them and feed the soil, and it's safe around you, your kids, and your pets. It's really good stuff. All of our garden pros sell it. Other garden centers have it too. It's pretty easy to find. They got a bunch of different products, a lot of great stuff. We have to talk about their MicroGrow Granular, which is a soil inoculant, really feeds the soil, build the soil life up. But they got a bunch of cool stuff. So go check them out online at microlifefertilizer.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Home Show Garden Pros, Peter Nelson, doing a great job in his debut episode, right? I mean, just crushing it.
That's right, man. I'm a rookie, but I'm here to contribute.
Now you are contributing. You're doing great. Warden Kyle Tucker. Hey, no, that guy's going to be so good. But you've been in this business for a long time.
Done it a long time. I've got, like you, dirt under the nails. Do it. Get out there myself.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Trying to keep him under the table here.
That's what I look for.
Yeah. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Milliken again, sitting here with Peter Nelson, answering your questions, 713-572-4610. We also have a great Facebook page. We got a great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. You guys got a great Facebook page, too.
Yeah, my mom heads that up and has a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
a lot of cool stuff on there.
Really good stuff. So we're talking gardening. We got about 21 more minutes, sad face. And then, Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan starts, at 9 o'clock. And, we handle all the gardening, all the beds, the compost, the trees, and Tom gets all the house stuff, everything else. So super great program. I usually call in because I have lots of questions. Speaking of questions, 713-572-4610, and we're going to go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, I love the show and love your water gardens. I live over at Cinco Ranch.
All right.
And here's my dilemma. I live in a cul-de-sac, and I've got a neighbor's fence that butts up, and I've got a live oak and a big, I think it's a red oak,
okay. That
really helps or hurts my sunlight. The front portion of my yard, it's St. Augustine, but the front portion is just overrun with crabgrass. It looks great when you mow it, but in the wintertime when it gets cold and it just kind of dies off, it's like pitiful. So I'm just trying to figure out a way if I'm just going to have to strip it out and then re-sod it, or what's the best route?
My experience
is compost down.
Yeah.
Well, have you done that yet, Jimmy? Have you put down?
I've put some in some areas, but not the whole thing, because it literally is a carpet of crabgrass, and nobody else in my neighborhood has that.
Right.
Is it getting into the bed yet, or have you been able to keep it out of the beds?
It's gotten close to the beds, but staying out of it.
My experience with it, again, I'm working, all over town, and a lot of my people want stuff taken care of immediately. So we've had a number of yards where we've had to come out and strip the sod for that section. And we have to make sure we do a good job and get all the leaders out and then put new sod down. I would think if you improve the health of the soil with compost, would the St. Augustine eventually push back against that crabgrass, Danny?
We dealt with crabgrass in Tifway 419, which is a Bermuda hybrid for golf courses, but we had it as our formal lawn at McGovern Steel Gardens. And the crabgrass can grow at any height. It can grow at any height, and actually it can be pretty competitive with some grasses. But St. Augustine is so competitive. So, I think that your advice, and if it's not that big of a corner, Jimmy, I would really suggest not weeding it out hand by hand, but really getting on there and getting it all out, redoing that whole patch. And you'll find that St. Augustine squares are not that expensive if you only have, 200 square feet to do.
I get that. So, but my thing is, when I mow it, it is thick.
No, and I understand, so, and that's why we're saying remove the whole area.
I think you're gonna have to get in there. It's just,
and once you do that, you'll be low. Get a little compost and sand in there, divot mix maybe from Nature's Way. Put your new sod down and compost top dress that, and then you're not gonna. It won't come back from the roots in the spring. It'll come back from seed growth. And so by kind of getting all that soil that you've got, the whole thing out of there, if you want to take a longer approach, just making sure that you keep compost on it fall and spring, like a little sprinkle, 18th of an inch. I mean, sorry, 16th of an inch. Just a little bit, always pushing that soil forward. I think in a couple years, the St. Augustine will overtake it. But you'll really be talking about kind of an extended time because it is such a – it's also an assertive weed.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, so that's always a trick. Crabgrass is a rough one.
It's tough. And fortunately for him, it hasn't gotten into his beds because, man, it slips under your edging and gets into that soft mulch layer or something. It can go everywhere in a hurry.
And get underneath and all through. Yeah. Now, there's the Agrilon, makes that kind of organic, safe – herbicide that kind of kills it.
Yep.
It will hurt the St. Augustine, but then you have to dig in and remove out all of it anyway. So it's kind of like just go ahead and just jump on it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's cooling off. Get a nice cool day.
Yeah.
Get the shovel out there, clear that section out, and you know, you can get sod for $1, $1.50 a piece.
Right.
20, 30 pieces, you're done.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of the approach I would take, because crabgrass can be pretty rascally, and it does seed really quick. And, you know, if it's seeding and then we get a heavy rain, then it's potentially spreading to other parts of your neighborhood, especially in a cul-de-sac where you get a circle and a lot of times a flood washes up on people's lawns. So, anyway, tough stuff. So, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Talking with Peter Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens. Answering your garden questions, and we're going to kind of dive into some of the fall concerns that we're looking at, pest bugs and stuff like that, when we come back. So stay tuned.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Peter Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens.
Having a blast.
Good. That's good. I'm glad. You're doing great. So this is Peter's debut
show.
Home Show Garden Pros. Thanks for playing that. That was canned music.
It's really great.
I didn't say that.
Trumpet intro. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I spent a lot of time.
You're a trumpeteer by trade, right?
Yeah. We're for trumpetarians.
Trumpetarians.
Yeah. Not. That sounds less. That sounds political. We don't want to get into it. So Peter's here. So Peter's really got some great knowledge dishing for you guys. Info. To me, one of the big highlights was just how when you're doing a new space, the prep matters so much.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I've made the mistakes. So the reason I think that I'm pretty good at what I do is because I've made all the mistakes. You know, we used to come in, we'd plant the plants in the existing dirt, we'd throw some mulch on it, and
right.
It was like, you go back 6 months later and everything looked exactly the same.
Frozen, like, yeah.
So we got to get educated. We got to learn, you know. And we've learned, especially on a lot of the new homes, you know, where they're coming in with a clay pan and flattening everything out and building a home on top of it. The landscape you get with the house is mulch on top of clay a lot of times.
If you're in a new resident, like a residential development, you really, really need to take extra steps to make sure that your soil can take some steps forward.
Yeah.
I was in one lawn one time. Out in a new development, kind of Cinco Ranch area, and they had the problem of they had a dry patch in one part of their lawn where the sand wasn't holding any water,
yeah.
And then they had puddles in another part of their lawn, and it was just so crazy because it's like neither of those should happen.
Yeah, neither should happen.
Neither should happen, and so you know, Humates and then MicroLife 624 was what our solution was, and it worked. It was pretty simple, but they don't. There's very little compost. There's very little organic mass or matter. There's not plant food naturally in that system.
No.
There is no cycling of nutrients. So it's just...
You got to bring it all in. You got to start it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And it can be done. And it can be done in a season. You know, you take the time at the front and you really work that soil over, get the good, you know, soil mixes in there, the right, you know, compost, like you said, the humates, the right MicroLife fertilizers. It's crazy the growth we're seeing on some of these jobs. Even we did in like March and April. It's like,
right.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a confirmation of kind of the great practices y'all have put in and just the great work that you guys have done. So you know, you don't just do installations. You're also up at the shop.
Yep, spent a lot of time at the store. You know, as you saw earlier this year, a lot of changes, you know, due to weather last year. We lost the greenhouse, but it was one of those blessings in disguise.
Sure.
It opened the place up. It allowed us to get more regular plant material in there.
Right.
We want to have more than just, you know, the aquatics. So we're getting educated on, you know, what people want. We're learning day by day. We want people's input when they visit our store. But yeah, I mean, my goal when I'm there at the store is just to create an awesome place that people want to visit.
Right.
You know, I want people to come and be comfortable. I mean, we've got the koi pond. You can feed the fish. You know, we've got the cornhole granite slabs. You can go play cornhole.
Yeah, those things are awesome.
Yeah, you can hang out, you know, under the trees and just, you know, watch the fish, feed the fish. So just, you know, creating a fun space of people like, wow, gardening can give me this feeling at my home, you know?
Yeah.
I want to mimic this at some point.
Yeah, just the usable space, extending your usable space at your house outside.
Yep.
Really, really good for us to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, it's a beautiful spot. You guys got any, like, classes or anything coming up? Any special events? I mean,
we got the big event at the end of October. We call it our Friends and Family Night. We stay open late. You know, we do a lot of landscape lighting, so we've got the whole place lit up.
Sweet.
We'll have food and drink available for everyone. And it's just a fun night. You can come in your costume and get a special prize. You
know? Oh, cool.
Yeah, we do. Typically, the weather's pretty nice by that point.
That is awesome.
It better be.
Yeah, it better or else. Yeah. Watch out, weather. Peter's coming for you.
Yeah, Mother Nature, you better watch out.
Oh, gosh. I see. I wouldn't be making those threats. Specific, picking a specific target. That's dangerous. She could turn on you real quick.
She could turn on me quickly.
Well, thanks for, you know, kind of the input on Nelson Water Gardens. The place is really beautiful. I know you guys are kind of Nelson's Water Gardens and nursery.
That's right.
Kind of prioritizing that cultural shift, you know, not just symbol, new name, but like actually what's happening.
That's right.
So if you're out in Katy, if you're anywhere near I-10, West, that place is the jam. So you got to swing in there if you're out that way. Great knowledge, great plants, great products, all that stuff. Man, beautiful pottery selection.
Yeah. I'm going to Vietnam in about a month to get 2019's order placed.
That is so cool.
That's fun.
So yeah, you guys have a worldwide selection. So if you're in Katy, go to Nelson, you know, Water Gardens, not Nelson Plant Food. Y'all sell it.
That's right.
But that's not a place you go. It's good stuff, and you sell it. But also, you know who else sells it in the Heights? Buchanan Native Plants. I was trying to get over to Buchanan's, like, verbally just now. It's really hard. I had a hard time. But it's a great place up in the Heights. Really beautiful nursery. Great stuff. I have presented there multiple times on multiple different topics, and I will again. Today, in a little while, in about, you know, an hour and 7 minutes, they and Urban Harvest are doing a fall veggie class, which is really cool stuff. So you can kind of head up there and learn. Not only are they devoted to organic vegetable gardening and herb gardening, great fruit tree selection, but they have a great native plant selection. So once you walk in their front gates, you take a right, you're in kind of the native plant section. And I love perennials. It's something, you know, hopefully you guys are learning about me is I love perennials. I love things that are just going to return flowering value over and over and over, and also provide habitat space for beloved pollinators and butterflies and things like that. So they got a lot of just really, really cool plants, in addition to having a great gift shop, a greenhouse that has super unique and special plants in it. And that, you know, again, that herb selection is awesome. You kind of get around back into the soil yard, and you'll see really like how focused and how much they love organic gardening and healthy plants because they have so many great soils. Anyway, Buchanan's, family owned and operated and dedicated to kind of what we're talking about, good quality gardening for over 30 years, since 1986. And they're doing just a great job. So go up there, visit them, Buchanan's Native Plants, 611 East 11th Street. Today they got a gardening class, which we could all improve our game. Buchanan'sPlants.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros. Beyonce concert tonight. The Queen. Queen B.
Queen B.
Jinx,
B.
Double jinx.
Double jinx.
All right, great. So, yeah, sitting here man, time flies, right?
Man, it's almost over. I can't believe it.
It's pretty wild. So, but, you know, great home show content is continuing. Here in a few minutes, Tom will come in. So knowledgeable. Lots of questions. But I got you for a few more minutes. Okay. Do you have a favorite? You know, let's just tuck some of your favorites. It's your first time.
Yeah.
First time on. So, you know, we got this quiz I like to do. There are going to be some really hard questions.
Let's do it.
So what's your favorite tool for landscaping with?
I mean, I do like a shovel.
Just a good old...
Yeah, I like a spade.
A spade.
And I actually like a light handle. I like a light one. I like the wood handle.
Okay.
I don't like the big heavy one.
So they got those ones that are tempered steel and all, you know, they're like welded in the back and they weigh like 9 pounds.
Not worth it for me. It wears me down.
Sure.
So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I've got a shovel in my hand 7 days a week and I take off Sundays and I'm at home, you know, working on the yard there. And
I have found that like people that work a lot in the garden pretty much rely on a tool and do everything with it.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I can handle just about anything. I can take care of a wasp nest. I can, you know, it's just fun.
And that's the kind of pro that we got on this show. So next week, having lots of fun, we got Zach from Buchanan's Inn, and then one of the great Linderman folks from Enchanted, Landscapes and Nurseries. Good folks, having a great time. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Going to pass you over to Tom. Tom, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Tom. Hope you're doing well today.
I am doing well today, too. And I hope you are, too. I'm getting sworn into the Texas State Guard today, so I have a good day coming up. I get to wear my uniform.
That is awesome, man. How fun.
Yeah, but I don't like shovels. So you guys can keep all the dang shovels you want.
That's right. And you can use the Sawzall and the sledgehammer.
I'll use a nail gun any day of the week. I don't even like a hammer anymore.
Oh, man.
there you go.
Well, that's the kind of great stuff. Well, I hope your day is great and you get lots of colors.
Be. Thank you. And I'll take it from here. Thank you, Danny.
Sounds good, man.
Thank you for helping make Home Show Garden Pros Houston's fastest growing garden show. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, your garden is always growing, so we're here to help anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Get answers, tips, videos, and our podcast all free. All for you at homeshowgardenpros.com.